Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to the show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I have a question for you, Amy.
Yeah.
You're bringing two kids into the house. You're adopting two kids.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a big dog.
Yeah. I know. Sort of been a subject. Like, my husband's like, do we need to get rid of her? Like, even my father-in-law, my husband's family, they have said they'll take her in. And I'm like, whoa. Everything's fine. Don't freak out. Although my kids are sort of scared of dogs. But I think once they spend time with her, it'll be fine. And then hopefully her around him, it'll be okay. Some listeners have given me some tips, though. They said if I could get some clothing from the kids, don't wash it, and then lay it in my dog's bed so she can sleep with it and get used to their scent, then that will help with the transition.
Huh.
Well, I don't know. She's getting so old, though. She's not near as, like, if she was 5 years younger, we'd probably have to get rid of her. But she's getting older to where I think it's fine. And my kids are older. They're not as
They're
little.
Not babies.
Exactly.
They're a big dog.
I know.
Are they scared of dogs because there aren't many dogs around the orphanage, and if they are, they're wild dogs?
Yeah. There's a few that are at the orphanage, but they're there to just bark if there's something to be barked at or eat trash.
Oh, you mean like guard dogs?
Yes. You don't really touch or pet the dogs there.
That'd be a really foreign concept, huh? Like, to go where dogs aren't used as pets.
Pets, right. They don't. Sometimes when I explain to even some of my adult Haitian friends there about my dog, they're like, that's so weird. It's so weird you have a dog that, like, you let in your lap and you pet it and stuff.
Where are we on this thing, by the way?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I talked to my agency finally.
Yeah.
And she gave me the hope of, like, I don't know, June-ish. I know. So, they also told me March-ish, and now here we are.
March, April-ish. May, June. Are they, like, what's their deal?
What do you mean? Like, they know that they're waiting? Yeah, they get it. They ask about us every day. Like, what's happening? Where are my mom and dad? I try to just tell them we're going to be here as soon as possible. And luckily, I have people there that tell them the same thing. Like, the
director.
Do
you keep paying this, whoever this is?
My agency?
Yeah.
There's a set amount of fees that are due at certain, certain milestones. Like, once you get to this, you owe X amount. So we have a step coming up. We're about to have to.
Like, would they extend it just to make more money? I guess is my question.
No.
Mm-hmm. Do they make more money by extending it?
Not to my knowledge. They ask for retainers and such, so that adds up, I think. Hmm. I realized our retainer was
still. Do you need me
to
get in this?
Listen, the other day I was talking about them overnighting something, and I was like, listen, just overnight it, get it there as fast as whatever, we'll pay whatever. And they're like, oh, your retainer's pretty good, we have the money to do that one. Like, wait a second, that's right, y'all still have a retainer. So who knows? I trust that they're doing the right thing. It's not like the orphanage is making any money off of it,
though. Rule number one of my handbook, I brought it with me today. Don't trust anybody.
Okay, great. Yeah.
That's rule one.
Yes.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
Two doctors waiting to go through a security checkpoint in New York jumped into action because a TSA screener fell, grabbed his chest. The two doctors were just waiting, and this guy goes, oh, and he started vomiting and gasping for air like one of the TSA guys.
Mm.
And so they're like, oh. So they jumped over on top of him. They grabbed a portable defibrillator. They shocked him back to life. The ambulance got there and saved him. Had the two doctors not been there in line,
wow,
they said the guy would have probably died because what happened to him was such a quick thing. How lucky for this guy they were there. So I see you, these two doctors. Man. Dr. Hiran Perica and Saraf Sumit Sahan.
I'm sure you got that just right.
I did. I've been practicing.
Yes. Yeah.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond near Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The manhunt continues for a man suspected of stealing guns from a gun store and is making threats. Pictures of him and his tattoos are online. In airline news, United Airlines, the CEO, publicly apologized but did support his airline's crew's decision to remove that 69-year-old passenger because the flight was overbooked. The passenger was bleeding, but the CEO claims he was disruptive and belligerent. And finally, in Texas, there was a lot of hail damage and storms. Some areas could see 2 to 4 inches of rain near Waco. That bad weather's now headed for Louisiana and Arkansas.
Gotta get out of here and get a United flight. I gotta get on in a minute.
No, you don't. Come on.
Full, but I'm hoping that.
Thanks.
Like, what was that about, huh?
Crazy. Man.
That was bad.
And, like, I watched probably 7 or 8 phone angles from it because everybody pulled out their phones.
Mm-hmm.
and they start taping it. And then I read every news story and read the C. I just don't see how they come out of this looking like even the decent winner of the situation. Like, it's almost one of those, you know, you just have to go, I messed up real bad and I'm sorry and we're going to change our policy because of it. I mean, they had the guy got fired too, by the way, the jerk that pulled him off the plane.
Did he?
Yeah. They fired him. Or he's on leave.
Yeah.
So if you missed it, on a United flight yesterday, they oversold the flight. They needed seats. They computerized and drew this guy, and they were like, all right, you got to go. And he's like, no, I'm already on the plane. So they said, no, you have to go. And he said, no, I'm on the plane. So they sent guys in and ripped him off the plane, busting his nose. Older gentleman, like, it's probably in his 50s or so.
Yeah.
And so they drag him off the airplane, and he's all bloody. And
my goodness.
My issue is, like, I get they overbook hotels and airplanes, and it's done as an insurance policy. But you can't put everybody on the plane. You got to keep people off the plane from the beginning. If it's oversold, you're like, hey, we oversold. We can't let you on the plane. Okay, you're still out. It stinks. You don't put someone down, set them down, then jerk them off the plane.
Yeah.
That's the real issue to me.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, because weren't they taking them off so that the United crew could have a seat?
Two other people, because they had four people.
Yeah.
And there were two other people that needed seats.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, they were. But, again, don't put them on to begin with.
Yeah. Ugh, so crazy.
It was so weird, right?
Yeah.
And then he put out the statement, and I was like, this isn't even a real, like, genuine statement of apology.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
All right, time for your Tuesday positivity.
Tell me something good.
We all have good news for you. I retweeted this. There's a guy named Duncan. They were walking across the riverbank, him and his dog, and the river was mostly frozen. And so the dog walks out on the ice and falls through. And so he jumps into the frozen river, climbs over the ice, jumps into another part of it, goes in, grabs his dog, pulls his dog, throws him out on top of the ice, then pulls himself back out too.
And they're both okay.
Like, yeah.
Wow. Ah.
The video's crazy too, because I saw it, I was like, holy cow. I think I saw like ABC post it and then he retweeted it. But it was like instinctually just jumped in the river after his dog because his dog fell through the ice. So that was crazy. Amy, you're up.
So this is just too sweet. There's this 88-year-old man. He lost his wife a few years ago, but she had this charitable side of her. She sewed blankets and would donate them to local police and children's hospitals. So he decided to pick up a yardstick, scissors, and he knows how to measure, cut designs, and now make blankets. And he's continuing his wife's little hobby of making blankets and donating them to those that need them. Again, he's 88 years old, and he wasn't into this before she died. But now he's a little blanket maker.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Lunchbox.
There was a group of 10 friends. They were going on vacation together, had it all booked. A week before the vacation starts, one of the guys can't go. Non-refundable. So they just go on Facebook, find someone with the same name and say, hey, you want a free vacation? And they took some random dude on vacation with them.
Because
awesome.
The plane ticket had the guy's name.
Yeah, so he just had to show up at the airport and they had a ticket for him.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
Love it.
I saw the picture of them all like gathering and pointing at him in the picture. What if you're that guy? Like, your name's Steve Jenkins.
Right.
And wouldn't you just think how much people are luring you into a trap, though? Like, think about it from his side of it.
It'd be kind of scary.
Yeah, but it's a funny story. All right, there you go. I woke up this morning, got a little tickle in my throat. I'm not feeling great, but I tried to compensate with caffeine.
Okay.
So I woke up. First thing I did is I took a 5-hour energy. I don't put a lot of stuff in my body anyway. So I knocked that down. And then I took down a whole Red Bull.
Oh, I feel like that's a lot.
I know. Then I went to Starbucks and got double 2 shots of espresso.
All right.
I just kind of make it into the show.
Okay.
How you feeling?
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, that's what I thought.
I just wake up, just got a little scratch. So, you know, I make it into the show, then I'll go home and lay down. I got some stuff to do at the house later today and tonight, but good.
Okay. You're probably going to crash. So that'll be perfect timing.
Oh, I love a good crash.
Yeah. All that caffeine.
I love a good one, like a good sugar crash. Man, nothing.
You do?
Oh, yeah. That's when I sleep the hardest.
Okay.
Because I never sleep that hard. So yesterday, I did the show, and then I had Ross Cochran over to the house. He's written a bunch of songs. He's had 14 number ones. And we did a Bobbycast last night, and that thing went for like 2 hours. And so I encourage you to go get on iTunes and search Bobbycast and subscribe. There's a lot of like behind the scenes with musicians. Did that and worked out. Wrote a little bit last night. What'd you do?
Oh, I got to go give your Bobbycast 5 stars. I ran errands. I crashed yesterday. I think I was tired from my weekend. Definitely crashed and walked
weekend
my dog.
Of partying and fun.
My family. Yeah, I stayed up. But
I need that kind
listen,
of tired.
Friday night and Saturday night, yeah. My sister and I were up till like 2 a.m.
Dang, partying was fun?
No, just talking.
Yeah, dang.
Like I would crawl in bed with her and we would just talk and I'd be like, I guess I better go down to my bed. But I mean, so I definitely did a lunchbox tote board nap yesterday.
Dang, shot fired.
That's not a shot fired.
I mean, whatever.
That's
hey,
respect.
She's just mad because she doesn't have a good nap game like me. But
I don't.
How
like, yeah.
What'd you do yesterday?
I took a nap, then I ran a couple errands, then I took another.
He leads it with I took a nap. Yeah.
And then I took another nap.
You took two naps yesterday?
Yeah, but they were short naps. They were quick. I took a 28-minuter and an 18-minuter.
That's how I think you're supposed well,
to. No,
what
that's not how you're supposed to nap because it didn't work. And then I had volleyball last night, doubleheader.
You played volleyball.
Yeah, games. I'm back on the beach.
Oh, sand volleyball.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we had two matches.
Does your wife play with you?
Yeah, she's on the team.
Is she good?
She's doing a lot better. She has improved her game.
What are you 1 through 10 in your league, if 10's the best?
Like me personally?
Yeah, in your league, where do you rank yourself as like 10 being the highest in your volleyball league?
Oh, probably 7 or 8.
And where is she?
Probably about a 3 or 4. She's down there. But she's doing a lot better. A lot better. And she tries, and she's just not as good at volleyball. And she's not as competitive.
Are you the coach?
No, I'm not the captain. I'm the co-captain.
Okay, but you're the co-captain. Do you ever bench her?
We don't really have subs, so you can't really bench her. I mean, I'd rather not play a man down. I mean, maybe sometimes if someone's really bad, you'd rather pay a man down. Yeah. But no, I don't bench her.
You good?
Nah, yeah, we're good. We have talks.
Did you win?
No, we didn't win a set.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So if you're a fan of Nashville, we'll get excited because Charles Esten, who plays Deacon, he announced that the show has officially been picked up for a 6th season, and it's going to remain on CMT. And heads up, the second half of season 5 will air on June 1st. So Kenny Chesney has added some dates to his summer tour. So if you're a fan of Kenny, maybe you've got more opportunities to see him. He's going to be in the Alabama area, then up in Connecticut. All the details are at KennyChesney.com. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A father has been arrested after he let his 13-year-old drive, and he drove his car right into a pond. His dad was trying to teach him how to drive, and he said, yeah, go ahead, take the wheel.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
13-year-old left the road, boop, 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 right into a pond.
Did they get out?
Oh, yeah, they got out. They're okay, but they got charged with child endangerment.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because he let
Oh, man. I bet that didn't happen in, like, the country.
Nope.
Because the cop had been like,
I understand.
You know what? Live and learn.
Right.
Wow.
So you lose a car and you go to jail. I'm Lunchbox. Wow. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
I'm being told Lauren Elena is here. I got a text. Yeah, you can bring her in. I got a text that she was up here. And I'm assuming because she had a number one and she wants to come do a victory dance.
Oh,
or something.
Okay. We like that.
Let's see. I think they're in the hallway.
Oh, she has a gold chain with number one on it, like a rapper.
She has a number one gold chain.
Nice.
And she comes in dancing. There she is. Look at this. The whole crew is here. We're on the air right now.
You have no idea how many people we have.
They're just going to keep coming.
We're on the air. Oh, boy. Look at donuts. How many rolling? How deep are you rolling here, Lauren?
I don't know.
We're only rolling the number one.
Hey.
Oh.
You get a number one.
That's exciting.
Look at this.
So fun.
Thank you, guys.
Wow, how was your party this weekend? Was it good?
It was fun, yeah. Lindsay came.
I saw that. I saw you guys
holding... She brought me really pretty flowers, too. She's such a good girl.
She is... You can put the headphones on. We're on the air, so you can put the
headphones on.
Yeah, we're on the air.
We're live.
Yeah, we're live right now.
Welcome.
So, party was good. I saw it on Instagram. I wasn't able to get back in time.
I know. It's a bummer. But it was fun. We had so much fun. I did the slip and slide at one point and completely flew off the slip and slide and just... slid in the grass. It was very classy of me.
When did you finally get the, okay, you officially have a number one song. Like, when did that call actually happen?
I was in Portland, and it was, 3 o'clock on Saturday. And I cried from 3 o'clock until about 7 p.m. I just sat there. My face was so swollen. It was embarrassing, but it I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
And you came home. I saw your house was all decorated with number one.
Yeah.
You're very loved.
Mm-hmm. I am. I have some good people around me.
And you deserve it. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Are you tired from being so happy?
Yes. I'm losing my voice. Yeah. I've been kind of fighting it for a couple of weeks, but I don't care. I'm ready to go. I've got my gold chain on.
How long do you get to celebrate?
Forever.
Oh, is that it? Forever?
Yeah, I have a number one forever.
When do you, put out, because not to move ahead, but, okay, there's your number one. Congratulations. How long until, it's like the Super Bowl. You win the Super Bowl, and you get a couple months, and then you put in time to get ready to start training again for the next season.
Yeah, I don't actually know what our plan is. When? Middle of May.
So the next one comes out. Oh, you got another month. You got a whole month to celebrate.
I'm celebrating until then.
Holy cow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's crazy.
Any, big, trips or anything?
No, I'm not.
No
breaks?
Well,
I am going on a daddy-daughter trip.
Oh, that'll be fun.
To Florida. We're going to go scuba diving and do a bunch of fun stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
As a celebration?
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What did you bring?
Donuts. Mimosas, Bloody Marys.
Is that what's in the blue? Everyone's drinking out of a blue cup, like a solo cup.
It's the morning. What's wrong with you guys?
It's the number one.
Did you eat any of the donuts?
Yeah, I had a donut.
You did have a donut?
I can't help it.
Did you drink a mimosa?
I have a mimosa somewhere.
You do?
Had a couple sips of it.
Well, congratulations.
Bobby, can we have one?
You can have whatever you want. I'm going to donut.
No, I meant the mimosa part. Do you know what's in a mimosa?
Let me guess, because I don't know what's in a mimosa.
Yes.
I think it's orange. I think it's tomato. Am I right on tomato? Tomato and whiskey.
That's hilarious.
If not, that should be a thing.
You're so wrong. No. So far off.
It's not tomato and whiskey?
No.
What is it?
Orange juice and champagne.
I was close, right?
No. Well, congratulations.
I think it's orange, so tomatoes.
Yes. Yeah.
Tomatoes are orange.
Wait, tomatoes are orange when you smash them up. Are they not?
They're red.
No. No.
They're red.
By the way, what is
salsa? What's the color of salsa?
To be fair, I'm very colorblind. True or false?
True.
And salsa is... Okay, whatever.
Isn't red your favorite color?
You know, I'm talking about...
You can't see your favorite color?
Very shades of red.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll take a mimosa, hold the champagne.
Mm-hmm. Great. So take an orange juice.
We'll have an orange juice.
We'll have a... Lauren Elena with the number... We're going to play it again right now. Is it still count if we play it now this week, or is it over?
Sure. Play it if you want to. Okay. It counts forever to me.
Are we going for...
Are we going for 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah.
No.
Everybody groaned at me like, stop it.
All right.
But I'm all about it. Bring it on.
All right. Lauren, congratulations. Thank you for the whiskey and apples or whatever. Or the orange juice.
Orange juice and champagne and donuts.
Hey, Lunchbox, will you try? I think tomatoes and whiskey. If we make it tomato juice and whiskey.
Disgusting. I don't like tomatoes.
Let's call... Okay. What if we call it a tisky? Ray, will you drink it on the air? I think we should test this out.
Right.
I think we're on to something here.
I can't.
Does that, so that doesn't already exist, this combo?
And you can order a tisky on the rocks.
Never heard of it.
A tisky. Right.
Bobby's starting a new thing.
I don't even drink. All right. Lauren, congratulations. Thank you for coming
by. Thank you.
Unexpected surprise here. All right. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones. How do we feel about punching aggressive fans?
What do you mean punching? What?
If you're on stage and someone grabs you, and you're an artist...
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Man, you gotta protect yourself. I feel like if someone's being aggressive towards you and you need to get them out of the way, sometimes you're just being reactionary. I mean, so...
Lunchbox?
Protect yourself.
I'm okay with it. You have no idea what their intentions are, and so you feel like you could be put in a dangerous situation. Just because you're an artist doesn't give someone the right to grab you and pull you or do whatever, so I'm okay with it.
I used to be in the mindset of have security come and pull them off of you. But because people can now, and they always have been, but somebody could just pull out a knife and stab you. It's like if you feel like something's happening to you, get away as fast as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. And we've seen it happen with people, but there was one where 50 Cent punched the fan. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
So this story, though, flips and flops, right? And as I'm reading it, I'm like, well, this is interesting. 50 Cent punched a fan who pulled him off stage. Okay? He was performing when he reached into the crowd to shake hands, and a woman grabs him. A woman.
Oh, is a woman?
Now, wait a minute.
I know.
A woman grabs him and pulls him off the stage. So you have him on stage, Factor one. Two, it's a woman. But three, she grabs his arm and rips him off the stage.
Yeah, not cool.
He throws a punch to free himself from her grasp. She eventually let go.
Okay.
Now, does it affect anything that she's a woman?
No.
No.
I don't think so either. Mm. You can't, you just... Because he didn't, like, start to pound her. He
right.
just threw to get
himself.
Off.
One punch.
One punch. Well, then this is where plot twist.
Okay.
Oh, plot twist.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys know what happens at the end of the
no,
show?
No, I don't know.
So then 50 gets back on stage, and it's like, hey, why don't you come up here? He didn't kick her out. And then she ends up twerking on the back as one of the backup dancers for the rest of the show.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe he's trying to avoid that lawsuit.
Well, maybe.
He's trying to make nice.
Maybe he was.
He's like, oh, shoot. I just punched a girl.
Let her
you
sing
You want to come up here and twerk?
But by the end of the show, she was up there dancing.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was all good.
This is the thing. Like, you don't own the artist. Mm-hmm. Because they reach down and touch you, that doesn't mean you can grab them.
See, I always wonder about this. When people, like, when artists do this, I'm like, someone could just pull them down because they put their arms in the crowd.
They
and like,
could. And listen, when I do these stand-up shows, I reach down and shake hands with people.
Do you really?
I do, because it's almost like I'm really appreciative of you being here. And by me, this is just what it feels like. And maybe I shouldn't, because when you start to logically think about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But maybe I shouldn't. But I'm always like, I want to think. And it's almost like you're thanking the whole crowd by reaching down to the front row, and because that's all you can reach. But it almost feels like you're telling everybody thank you, because I can't reach out and reach the third row or the fourth row. But well, I can reach down to the first row.
And majority of people are not going to pull you down.
Well, you trust them.
Right?
But all it takes is
down.
One person. But
right.
It's the whole. It takes one person, one time, to do one thing nutty, and you're over.
Okay.
It's not the thing to do, but I can just tell you instinctually, you're like, these look like people. They buy tickets to a show. Like, you want to reach down, but you probably shouldn't. You're right.
Because you see artists reach down and take the phones and do selfies, or at award shows, they run out there and they're like high-fiving everybody. I'm like, all they have to do is just... Boom, and just throws the whole thing off or pull them in the crowd. And I always think that is just crazy that
so
people
I'm just going to do shows from the back of the stage from now on. With my back turned to the crowd in a complete bulletproof ensemble that will be made for me. Yeah, I saw the 50 Cent story. Wondered how you guys felt about that one. Mr. Bobby Bones. Listen, I think just to be fair, we should reevaluate something. There was a story here that happened on the show where I go to Vegas for the ACMs. Everybody on the show gives me money. And I'm like, I can't hold the money. So I give it to Mike D. And so we go and we bet all the money on red. It hits red. We double our money. Boom. Everybody's a winner.
Just like that.
Well, Mike D's never been to a casino. He didn't know to cash in the chips. Mm-hmm. All he did was bring the chips back. So here we are. Got some chips. But we got no money. And everybody made so much fun of Mike D. You guys have just been having a field day with this guy.
We're a little upset.
He didn't know the difference. Now, let's shift that a bit. I find out yesterday that Amy had these checks that I gave her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering which one,
which is worse.
Yeah. So here's what happened. Like, over the years, let's say there are checks that have been written to Amy for her kids' college fund. I've been writing them. Hey, here's a gift. Put your kids through college when you get them. Now, we've been waiting on these kids for basically 4 years.
Yeah.
I find out yesterday Amy's never cashed one of the checks. They've just been sitting there.
Two.
Yeah.
One for each kid.
And so I gave you another. It ended up being a money order for your...
That we're good to go on.
But Amy's not cashed these checks. And they're for a decent amount of money. So do I owe her new checks? Because for sure they've expired by now. And she never cashed them.
Checks expire?
Yeah.
Oh.
You never get a check where it says void after 90 days or something like that?
Well, I didn't know on a checkbook it doesn't. Oh, no. I don't know. I guess I haven't ever dealt with this situation before. And I do feel really bad about it.
So you've had them for how long, do you think, though?
I'd have to look at the date.
Probably.
2 years?
2 years. So she's had checks.
Let's just say 2 years.
That I wrote her for 2 years.
Could be a year and a half.
First of all, do I re-owe her the money?
No.
No, whoa. Oh. I know you're just saying that.
No, it's not. I'm not just saying it.
Guys, do I re-owe her the money?
I think you could be a pal and give her the money and just rewrite the checks.
Lunchbox?
You don't re-owe her anything. You gave her something and she decided it wasn't important enough or didn't need it or whatever and just decided, I'm just going to throw it aside. And I'm sorry.
I don't think that's the case.
I don't think so either.
If that was the case, I wouldn't still have them.
But why did you keep them? Because you could have kept and got the canceled out checks and kept the checks but cashed the money.
At the time, okay, honestly, I didn't know when the kids were coming. I mean, at that point, I kept thinking, maybe this process will take 3 years, but it's taken us four. And I didn't know if I should set up accounts for the kids, but then they're not U.S. citizens yet. They don't have names. So then I was like, maybe we need to do a special college account. And then it just got to where we never ended up figuring out what we were going to do. And then I have them in a drawer. And then you gave me more money, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll add it to the drawer. And then I was like, oh, shoot, like, I probably should have deposited this. And it wasn't that I didn't appreciate it at all, and I don't feel like you owe me the money or the kid. You don't owe anybody the money. It's my fault. It's on me. I appreciated it. I still do. You have to know that, please.
I need you to create a fund for them with your own money then and say it was for me.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
I like that.
Okay. How about that?
I'll do that. Like, I feel awful.
I need to reevaluate this.
I could have just not told you.
I need to figure out in my own body and my brain how I feel about this.
Okay.
Because I haven't quite yet.
Yeah. Take your time.
Which is worse, one. Mike D's or Amy's?
Oh, Mike D's.
Oh, okay. Okay. Amy for sure.
Oh.
I'm shocked. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Lots of people calling about Checkgate. Where I wrote Amy some checks for a kid's college fund.
Oh, okay, yeah, Checkgate.
And she never cashed them?
Yeah.
Checkgate.
It's bad.
So, Shelly, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm really good. So what do you think about this situation?
Okay, so I think you did an honorable thing by giving Amy the money for the kids.
Three times.
But in the same token, Amy did the right thing because that could create huge legal problems. Because the kids aren't American citizens.
I didn't write them to the kids. I wrote the check to Amy.
Yeah, I wrote them to me, but I just didn't want to deposit them and then we spend the money on something else. I wanted it to be...
Right, but he earmarked them for the kids, right?
No, it was just to Amy. It just said for college fund.
Okay, well, in my opinion, I would have put it back to the kids. And then, you know, I mean, she did the right thing, in my opinion, by holding them for the kids. But if you'd have balanced your checkbook, you would have known a whole lot sooner.
I don't balance my checkbook. I've never in my life balanced my checkbook. Do you know why? Because I know in my head how much I have all the time.
You really do?
Yeah, so I'm always like, I'm good.
Okay, Rain Man.
I mean, don't try to turn around on Bobby here.
I don't think...
Bobby's not the bad guy.
Oh, he's definitely not the bad guy.
If you get a check, you have to just write the check. You have to just cash the check and then put it in his own account.
I know. I take full responsibility. It is my fault.
Do you also take responsibility for the United Airlines flight? If you'll do that, then I feel like we'll all be clear.
Go. Yes, I misunderstood the definition of volunteer.
Yeah, that whole thing is weird to me. If you missed it, and it's been all over the news, United says, hey, we need someone to get off the flight. And nobody volunteers.
They offered him $1,000.
Anybody. Not
yeah.
him. Anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, but
it wasn't about this guy. It was anyone. Like, first it started off, and it got up to $1,000. And they said, anybody. So then no one would get off. And said, okay, well, we're going to do a computer lottery.
This is crazy.
It's crazy. They should have, if they oversold the flight and they needed four seats for their own people, held four people off the flight from the beginning and never let them sit down on the plane.
Right.
It's like, I'm really sorry, but you've lost your seat. Part of the terms and conditions when you buy a flight is you get held off the flight.
So explain to me, when you say they, because I read the story, but the workers, are they people that were working or they just worked for the airline and they were just flying somewhere for fun?
They had to be at work the next day.
Yes, and so they were taking the flight to the work the next
okay.
day.
Okay.
Otherwise, maybe that crew wouldn't have made, and then they would delay that
then it
flight,
been a
blah, blah, blah.
Cluster.
Now, if it were me, first of all, you don't let them on the flight if you have to kick somebody off. But two, you continue to raise the price until someone takes it. Eventually, mm-hmm. somebody's going to take it.
It's a law that you can't go over $1,300.
Don't care. Don't care. Rather than, do you see the guy that had his guitar broken and ended up winning like millions of dollars?
Okay, yeah. Now I'm mad about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
So, okay, $1,100. Didn't go there. $1,200. Didn't go there. $1,300. Let's go. Raise it. Do I hear $1,400? Yeah. Can I get a yeah.
And then if you run out of money, start offering free vouchers for flights.
It's also against the law to go jerk somebody off and bust their face
off.
Oh,
man. Yeah, he looks so bad.
He's a doctor.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
And he was like, I have to get home. I have to get to my patients. This is them jerking him off the plane. Because he was like, I don't want to go. Like, I'm in my seat. His wife was with him.
That's what broke my heart. When I saw his wife chasing.
Walk after him.
Ugh.
I mean,
come on.
Like, and everyone. So I always look and go, okay, there's one side of the story, then there's another, then there's the real side of the story.
Yes, correct.
And I kept watching, and I watched like four different camera views, and I watched the people in disgust around him. And I was like, everybody can't be mad for him if he did something wrong.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't one person in there saying anything positive towards it.
And I get the process, but sometimes processes need to change whenever the process isn't working.
Right, but the CEO came out and defended the policy.
It was a terrible defense.
He sounded terrible.
It was a terrible defense.
I was like, has this dude seen the video yet? Like, why?
And he was like giving his people props.
Yes.
You handled this the right way.
Yeah, you followed the guidelines exactly how you were supposed to.
They did follow the guidelines.
And I'm like,
they follow the guidelines.
Okay, well, new guidelines.
Right. Yeah. That's it. New guidelines.
So does he get the $1,000?
Oh, he gets a lot more than that.
He's going to get way more.
Do you think anybody else on the flight should have helped him, though?
No. No, you can't. You don't step in. Three airport police?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
I demand you step. Boom. Okay, you're out, too. No way.
Then you miss the flight, too. Everyone's trying to get somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a good situation. He's going to get paid. I have such bad dandruff. And I guess I have to be okay with it because I just don't wash my hair anymore.
Okay.
It just is, as a girl, if you wash your hair, does it become less manageable?
Oh, the less I wash it, the better it is.
Right. So I just don't wash my hair. I get a haircut every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I have terrible... And
that's the only time you wash it, when you get it cut?
Yeah, when she washes it.
Yeah. I feel like maybe there's some special shampoo that she could recommend for you to take care of the dandruff.
Watch when I shake my hair. No. Watch this.
Oh, gross.
No, watch this. Like a snowstorm.
I see it on your shoulders.
Yeah.
I have crazy dandruff, right? Whoa.
Yeah, but there's product for
Head
that.
And shoulders.
Head and shoulders.
And then I'm so worried about losing my hair, too, that it's
so
like...
So that's why you're not washing it?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm 37 now, so it's like time.
That's what happened to me. I washed my hair too much.
Oh, is that it, Eddie?
That was it.
Oh, so that's what's up.
Okay. So you're just going to live with it? You're just going to own it? Just be like, I'm the...
I have a girlfriend now. Who cares?
Does she say anything about it?
No. You think she'd gross out by it?
I feel like if my husband had dandruff, I'd try to fix it. I'd be like, similar to like...
Your husband, though, would you try to fix your boyfriend's dandruff?
Yes, I mean, subtly. Because I wouldn't want him to break up with me because I was trying to fix his dandruff, but that's probably what it is.
We have this thing, I have it on, it's called the Bobbycast online, and man, it's been bringing so much controversy lately. Matt Overton, who plays for the Colts. It's his last week on the show, but hey, last week on the show.
Big week, let's go.
So
I did a
Bobbycast with Matt Overton, and it wasn't super sports related. It was like, what's the life of an NFL player like? And like, how did you get here? And what adversity did you overcome? And lots of things. But that wasn't even what came of it. Matt started talking about his ex-girlfriend, who was a cheerleader for the Colts.
She was at the time, yeah.
Yes. And he was dating her, and I was like, well, isn't that against the rules? So it turned... I didn't think anything came of this, like, super negative. But then you got, like, a text or a call, like, 1 a.m. or something?
Well, we were talking about, like, girls going after athletes for the wrong reasons.
Right. Cleat chasers.
Yes. Jersey chasers.
Oh, okay.
And snags. We call them snags. And, you know, she was kind of maybe... When her family was listening to it, she thought...
Why would
her
family listen to our podcast, though? Do they still follow what you do?
Yeah. I love them. I will always love them, for sure. They're like... They're family.
Do you love that family more than her?
What's that? No, I love them all
the
same.
Okay, very good.
And my ex-girlfriend is a great girl.
There you go. Say it all.
And yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But they may have misunderstood what I was saying.
What did you say in the Bobbycast?
We were just talking about how girls are going after guys for the money or whatever. And maybe they thought that I was putting her in that same category.
You weren't.
Absolutely not.
So what happened?
So they sent me this long text
message. Oh, they did? It wasn't her?
Yes. No,
it was
her.
Oh, the parents of the ex-girlfriend?
And then it started off with me and her husband are heartbroken over the podcast and what you said. And I was like, dagger to the heart.
Oh.
And I didn't hear the podcast.
Yeah. So you went
back.
Dude,
I'm like, oh my God, what did I say? So I went back and, you know, long drawn out conversation via text. And I was very apologetic. And pretty much they were upset that of the things that I didn't say, maybe putting her more in a positive light because.
Wait, what?
You know what I'm saying? You know, it wasn't the
How
things that I said.
How can you get mad at something you didn't say?
I get it, you know? And so, I had my mom listen, my best boys listen. I'm like, dude, tell me if I was in the wrong.
Were you?
You know? They didn't believe I was, but I couldn't understand where they were coming from.
Mm.
So I was very, you know, apologetic. And she's a great girl. I'm the one who screwed that up.
And, like a relationship?
Yeah.
Why'd you screw it up?
Because I'm just hard to live with and deal with, you know? And it's hard, man. It really is. And
But didn't she get, like, free, like... T-shirts and the Colts and stuff.
She was a cheerleader.
Didn't you get her free tickets
jerseys?
To the games?
Yeah. Well, she was on the field for the game.
That's all us guys think about. It's like,
and man. the cheerleaders are great people. You know what I'm saying? And
he's making so diplomatic right now.
That's great. Yes.
No, I honestly, they made me feel like I completely just, you know, threw the organization under the bus for the cheerleader side and disrespected them.
But you
her.
Didn't.
I know I didn't. I didn't feel like I did, but I can understand where they're coming from. So I just definitely wanted to say that I am super sorry for...
Wow. Just clearing the air.
Yeah,
you're giving
you know?
Us the United Airlines right now.
Yeah, like, you are. Can I ask you a question? Do most cheerleaders date players?
No.
You have to listen to the Bobbycast, dude. We talked about the whole thing. That's why you got to listen.
Her and I dated, and then I took credit on the Bobbycast, and I shouldn't have. She's the one who fought for us to be together, and then she got the rules changed.
Wow.
Oh.
You know, let me tell you about the Bobbycast. There are two chairs, and you sit in the chair, and you forget the microphones are in front of your face. We're just chatting like friends.
Great conversation. Just roll. Let it roll.
All of a sudden.
And then sometimes you're like, oh, shoot. Got to go back and listen to that. What did I say?
When your ex's parents text you, oh.
And then I talked to her the next morning, too, and she had listened to it.
And how did she feel?
Yeah, and she felt disrespected.
So you guys should get back together, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Maybe one day we will. Timing is everything. Yeah. You know, you can't deny love.
That's the solution.
You know?
So you feel like y'all still love
each other?
Have
a baby.
A baby always
fixes things. From what I've learned from my friends.
That's not true.
That is not true.
I've seen Teen Mom, and that does not work.
Well, you're not a teenager.
That's a great point.
Well, good luck in this situation. I hate that it happened to you.
No, we talked it over, you know, and just one of those things, like, they're not mad, just disappointed.
Disappointed is almost worse.
Matt Overton, who plays for the Colts, it's his last week. And if you go to iTunes and you subscribe to the Bobbycast, it's a show I do for my house. Matt said some things about dating his ex-girlfriend who was a cheerleader, and they got mad, and I didn't think they should have.
Would love your feedback. Would love the feedback.
Of our
listeners. This is learning. Yeah, this is learning for me. I want to know how to deliver
a better
positive message.
Yeah.
You know, and put people in a better spotlight.
There you go.
Well, I will say I personally met her, and she is super sweet.
Yeah, she's a great person.
She's great.
Absolutely.
That's not the argument.
Well, I know, but I'm just throwing it. He seems to really want to make a point of that.
Yeah, I think she is.
Oh, there she is, man. Give her a Google.
Wait, how did you guys?
I just Googled Matt Overton's girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
She's really pretty, Matt.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I would hope so, yeah.
Okay, well, let us know how it goes.
Okay.
You can go over and search Bobbycast.
I appreciate you guys.
That Bobbycast gets people in trouble around here.
Yeah.
Sometimes, man.
Amy, you got to hit that skinny.
Bobby Boneshell.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Darius Rucker will hold his 8th annual Darius and Friends concert to benefit St. Jude Hospital on June 5th at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, in case you wanted to plan a little trip. The lineup will be announced soon. So far, the event has raised over $800,000 for the hospital. So shout out Darius. And then today is Tuesday, so you got the DVDs or movies now that you can rent. And Hidden Figures is finally out. I've been waiting for this one. I'm definitely rent it.
The 9-year-old Eddie Jr. watched Hidden Figures, right?
He did, and he loved it.
Yeah.
That was his first real film that wasn't animated.
That's right.
With like adult content, which is like
totally
important
adult.
Issues in the world.
Do they say bad words?
A few of them, and he noticed them. But we talked about it.
Yeah.
Those are words that you don't repeat, son, and we moved on.
Yeah. Lion with Nicole Kidman's also out, Monster Trucks, and The Bye Bye Man. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I'm confused how people are mad at me over this. And I don't even go to Facebook, but Eddie's yelling at me that Facebook's mad at me.
I mean, they're telling you that, what were you thinking? Like,
hold on. So I gave Amy checks as gifts for her kids' college fund years ago. I was like, hey, have a check. Take this money and use it for your kids' college down the road.
Yeah.
Have another check. Use it for your kids' college down the road.
Yep.
And she never cashed the checks, and she admitted yesterday she never cashed the checks. And I was like, oh. And now I'm the bad guy because I've never cashed my check. I've never balanced my checkbook.
Yeah.
I've never written checks.
That's what they're upset at you about.
I've probably written 10 checks in my whole life. And the last time I balanced it, let me look at my calendar here, February 3rd. I've no idea.
Yeah. See what you did there.
You can go to www.nevercheck.com.
I've never balanced my checkbook.
You don't have to.
What do you mean
it's all in the bank. It's all on the. If you want to look at your balance, it's online.
That's how I do it. I just, there's no balancing it. I go and log into my account and enter, and I see how much is in there, and
boom.
I go, I can write a check.
Mm-hmm. And it even tells you what checks have cashed. They have pictures of the checks that's cashed, and that's it.
Yeah.
Hey,
I know.
Don't tell me what happens on Facebook. I stay away from there.
I'm just telling you, dude. They're mad at you for not balancing your checkbook.
Hmm.
Like you should be doing that, they're telling you.
Well, I'm not mad at you.
Do you balance your checkbook by writing it down?
No.
My dad still
does. My mom used to.
You guys don't do that?
No.
You do?
Yeah, I do it. You flip open the little thing, and it's got the thing on the little places where you write them in up top, and you write down your check number.
The carbon
easy.
Copy.
I would assume, though, that you do a lot of your bills and stuff still checks. I pay everything online.
Every bill I pay is via the mail. I write a check, put a stamp on the envelope, mail it out.
Why don't you use online still?
Don't trust it.
Because?
Just because you set up direct pay or whatever, and let's say it misses a month, your power gets cut off. I just don't trust the technology to do the right thing. So I go ahead and make sure I have peace of mind knowing I put it in the mail, and that way I know it's going to the...
What if it gets lost in the mail and your power gets cut off?
What if the post office person drops it?
Yeah. Never happened.
Okay.
Never happened in the history.
And it's never happened to me where the online part is messed up.
Yeah, me neither.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, let's say your credit card, like...
But let's say, you can let's say a lot of things.
Your credit card, you know, runs out, expires or whatever, and then, boom, it bounces back, and just bad.
That's when you go update it.
How about Gordon Ramsay? He has $140 million, and he will not leave it to his kids. It could ruin them.
Huh. Well, it's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, you just ruined our relationship.
The TV star who has a 15, a 17, and an 18-year-old. Says, I'm not leaving the money to my kids.
Mm-hmm, I see that.
He has an estimated worth of $140 million.
Wow.
He says their children will make their own way in life.
Okay.
Now, to be fair, it's not really their own way. They have a famous dad.
Yeah.
They probably have the opportunity to make relationships with people they wouldn't get to make if they were normal.
100%.
So it's not exactly like they're just being left out in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll probably get to go to the best schools. Meet the good people.
And they probably get a little something, you know, on the side. They may not get that $140 million.
Maybe he sets it up to where they get it when they're 40 or something.
After they found their way?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. They'll just ride that out.
If my parents were super rich like that and they told me they weren't going to leave me money, we just quit talking.
What?
Oh, yeah? You cut them off?
Yeah,
so
cut them off.
About,
like,
it's all about money, too?
No, but I'm just saying,
well,
like,
sort of.
The whole point of having kids is to have kids and, like, look after them and take care of them and... If you have the ability to leave them money, like, you've got to help them out.
You don't have to. Bill Gates isn't doing it, right?
But that's
Warren
saying.
Buffett.
Yeah, they're not.
But again, there's these relationships that are built in that if you're famous and rich, you have connections.
They act like their parents didn't help them.
Maybe they didn't. My parents didn't help me one bit.
Well.
But I feel like you'll probably help your kids more.
My kids are going to be born in a bathtub full of gold coins. All right, kids. It's like one of those birthing pools of nothing but like platinum.
Yeah.
Like, here she. Yeah. There's that. There's also lunch. Did you hear about Lunchbox rewarding himself yesterday?
No.
I guess he feels like he's been doing such a good job on the show.
Oh,
he didn't tell you guys the story?
No.
I mean, look, I mean, yesterday I was like, man, I have been crushing it at work. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I was like, I've been doing so well. I need to reward myself.
Yeah.
And so I was driving down the road and I was like, oh, there's a massage place. Let me go ahead and pull on over there and see if they got an appointment available. I walked in. They said, yeah, come on back. And I got me an hour-long massage as a reward. I said, reward yourself. And I rewarded myself. I was like, I deserve a massage.
Reward yourself. Like, for what specifically?
Just bring in my A game. Just being on top of things.
To the radio
and just
show?
Yeah, to the radio show. Yeah. Just work's been, you know, going great. I've been doing awesome. And people have been telling me I've been doing awesome. So I was like, you know, you deserve a reward. Like, when you do something after a long time, you got to reward yourself. That's what life is all about.
And how was the massage?
Oh, just what the doctor ordered. I mean, this lady, I think her name was Kim. I have no idea. I'll just make up Kim. And she got in there. She's just, she's working out those knots and making it feel good.
Do you talk during a massage?
No, I just lay there. I drool a little bit. Because you're laying face down. You got your head in that little pillow.
Yeah.
And
it
starts
spit falls down the hole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So gross.
Yeah, I'm always worried sometimes I'm going to get it on their feet.
Oh.
You know,
but you don't care, though.
I'm in relaxation heaven. I mean, I'm rewarding myself. And they understand when I walk in there yesterday that I was there to reward myself. So if a little drool comes out, that's what goes with the territory. I bet it happens all the time.
So are you done rewarding yourself?
For this week, I may be done rewarding myself. But I mean, if I have a good week, next week,
new reward. I mean, you guys reward yourself, right, when you have a good week?
I don't think so.
Not really.
No.
What do you mean?
How,
okay, guys?
I guess I don't know what to base that on. I guess if I feel like I did good.
Yeah, you just feel like you did good.
I just felt like I did
telling
good.
Telling you, you've been doing good.
Yeah.
Like everybody walks around and tells you you've been doing good?
Yeah, everybody. In the building, on the streets.
On,
I mean,
people on the streets
yeah,
are like,
I mean,
wow.
You even gave me an ICU. I mean.
That's pretty big.
That's for like a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reward yourself, people. You need it. You deserve it.
Maybe he's right. Maybe he's onto something.
Maybe.
So, whenever. Amy's adopting two kids, by the way, if you're new to the show. And she told us this morning that it's looking more like June.
That's the latest I was told. You know.
Whenever they finally get to move into the house.
Yeah.
June.
Yeah, ish. Yeah.
And so, I hear they sent you a video at your adoption party.
They did.
And you didn't know it was coming.
Well, the montage video, I didn't know the whole thing. Yeah. The idea behind it was that my friend wanted the kids to answer a bunch of cute questions. And then maybe 2 years from now, we ask them the same questions, see if their answers change. But they didn't really get the concept. So the video is more of a blooper reel.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But they didn't know their age either.
No, no. My son was like, this is my name and I'm 5. And then immediately after that, I'm like, okay, he's 6. And then immediately after that, my daughter's like, this is my name and I'm 10. And I'm like, no, you're 9. Yeah. I don't know where the confusion is. I think my daughter was almost trying to correct my son, like, you're 6. But she legit thinks she's 10. Because I sent a note. I'm like, hey, she's 9. Does she know she's 9? And they said she's pretty adamant that she's 10. And I said, well, who told her that? And she said, her Haitian mom. So I'm like, is her birth certificate wrong? Because she's 9.
Is that a thing?
What?
Where, because you see that in sports in America, where players will come from countries and lie about their age.
Oh.
They'll come and they'll say they're 22, but really they're 27 or 28.
Yeah.
Is there any chance your kids could be a different age than what they really are?
Not my son, because he arrived at the orphanage when he was a month old. Like, it's pretty accurate. They know when he arrived and he was a teeny tiny newborn baby-ish. So, but my daughter, she didn't get to the orphanage till she was 4 and a half. So, I don't know. Is she 10? Because she's pretty adamant. I'm 10. How old are you? 10. I mean, she will not let it go. Who told you that? My Haitian mom. Okay.
Is that what she calls her? Her Haitian
That's
mom?
That's how she referred to her when she was referring, like, I guess she says me with mom, and then to clarify which mom she's talking about, that's what she says, my Haitian mom.
How do you feel about that?
That's fine. That's her mom. I almost would rather her say my mom, and then for me say my adopted mom, or my second
really?
Mom, or my American mom. I don't know how she wants to refer to me. Well, yeah, because that's her mom. She gave birth to her. And the fact, too, I struggle with the fact that she had to, her circumstances clearly got so bad, the mom, that at 4 and a half, you know, my daughter's 4 and a half, I mean, imagine having to be in a situation where you have to drop your 4 and a half year old, any child, it doesn't matter, but you've got 4 and a half years. And I know she has other siblings. I know she had to make a tough call. I don't know why she chose my daughter to go to the orphanage, but that happens a lot in Haiti. You got multiple children. Some of them base it on the intelligence they see in their kids, maybe the future. They know if they go to an orphanage, if they come to America, they can have a really good shot at life.
Do most kids at the orphanage get adopted?
Yeah, eventually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen tons of kids come and go.
Which is crazy because you've waited so long.
Yeah, and there's 75 kids at the orphanage. So you see, it's definitely a process. But I've been fortunate enough the last 4 years to see kids go home to their forever family.
You know, for those that are new to the show, Amy tried to adopt for years domestically but kept moving around. And so the paperwork kept starting over and starting over and starting over. And then she went on a mission trip for a woman's conference and met her kids at an orphanage. And she was like, okay, these are the kids I'm going to adopt. And 4 years later, I mean, April, May, in the next 3 months, probably they'll be moving into the house.
I really, really hope so. We're ready for them. Ready. Ready.
Is the house full of kid stuff?
Yeah, but it's all organized up in their kid area, and I love it.
Do you ever just go up there and hang out?
Yeah, I stare at it.
No. Amy ran into Kimberly Schladman from Little Big Town.
Oh, cool.
You know how Amy just runs into people all the time?
Yeah, the cool places she hangs out at.
No, she was out running errands. It was the middle of the day. But y'all, she looked like, you know, they always come in here looking awesome.
Yeah.
And I run errands in yoga clothes and a Pimp and Joy hat, like no makeup. And then I run into her and she looked so cute, as always. I just feel like she just wakes up cute.
Blonde hair all perfect.
Yeah. Outfits so to the nines. Like, she probably just whipped up an awesome meal in the kitchen before she came and then went out and ran her errands, sang a few songs. She looked amazing.
Did she recognize you?
Yes. She was so sweet, as always. She gave me a hug. She asked about the kids.
Really?
She's like, yes. She goes, is it time yet? When are the kids coming? Very
That's
thoughtful.
Nice of her.
I know. And she has a lot going on in her life. She has a child and then a newly adopted child and a husband. Like, she doesn't need to be worrying about my life at all, but she was so sweet. Like, they're genuine, the real deal. That's proof. Running into them.
Yeah, sometimes you'll run into someone, and in the studio, they know you because they're working.
Uh-huh.
And then out of the studio, they won't know you.
Yeah, sometimes it's the awkward. I'm Amy. I work with Bobby Bones, Bobby Bones Show on the radio, mornings, country.
You know.
He has glasses.
Yeah.
Pimpin' Joy.
Bones.
Yeah. Yeah. Get your bones on. Yeah. Get your bones on.
Bobby Bones. And they're like, oh, yeah, that. Show.
It's two different worlds.
Yeah, but, you know, but Little Big Town, they're the real deal.
There are a few of those real deals. Mm-hmm. That they're the exact same out of the studio. There are a few that are awesome outside of the studio, too. Most of them are really good. And there are a few that, you know, you just play the game with, mm-hmm. and they come in. Tell who those are, Amy.
No.
No, okay.
No, do it.
No.
Give initials.
No, that'd be awkward.
There's a thing that happened on United yesterday where they're like, okay, we need someone to get off the flight. Any volunteers? Nobody volunteered. They shouldn't have let the people on the flight. They shouldn't let the flight fill up if they needed four seats.
Exactly.
But they did, and nobody volunteered, so they went and grabbed a guy and jerked him off, and he busted his nose and drug him out. Like
It was mayhem.
It was mayhem. He didn't want to go. He's a doctor.
He's like, I have to get back to my patients.
They were like, this is a lot. You know, you basically lost the lottery, the airplane lottery. So they pulled him off. They fired the guy, or at least they suspended the guy who actually did the grabbing. Because didn't he, like, knee him in the nuts or something?
It looked like it.
And again, I'm just, looked like something happened that shouldn't mm-hmm. have. And they pulled him off, they drug him, and then his wife walked out.
Gosh, so heartbreaking.
It is not good.
Mm-mm.
A flip of that. A family earned $11,000 in one weekend by letting Delta keep bumping them.
Wow.
Genius.
That's some good money.
Delta had a rough weekend, man.
And that's cash money?
No, United was, Delta you mean because they shut
Delta
down.
Because my husband was flying and he was offered money to change, but he couldn't because he had work. But, I mean, they were throwing out some cash.
A family was supposed to fly from New York to Florida on Delta last weekend. But because Delta had to keep canceling flights, they offered big money to people to give up their seats. Mm-hmm. And this family kept taking the deals. They wound up making $11,000 over the weekend.
Amazing.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money to send an airport.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So we have a high school student shadowing us today. Hey, come to the microphone. I don't know if you want to go to lunchboxes. I mean, it kind of stinks.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, you get, what's your name?
Elise.
Hi, Elise. How old are you?
Hi, 17.
And so what is your, what's your motivation to be here today?
Well, my aunt, Alicia, I actually call her Uncle Weesh, which is a funny story, but she works in this kind of industry, so I love looking up to her, and I'm interested in what y'all do.
So you want to be, like, on the radio, on TV, stuff like that?
Possibly, yes.
What do you think about the morning hours? Because you had to wake up pretty early.
Pretty early, yes. I'm going to have to start going to bed earlier.
You're, like, 17, though, right?
Yes.
Oh, you got a long time. So what's the goal? What do you want to be, like, when you grow up? Like, you can pick one job. What is it?
I don't know. I've always wondered how, like, Ellen and Oprah get their jobs. Like, I want to be Ellen.
We all do.
Famous people all the time.
We all want to be Ellen. Right. Yeah. Ellen was a stand-up comedian.
Really?
For years and years and years. And so that turned into a sitcom
mm-hmm.
and turned into her hosting the talk show. Now, Oprah was a reporter for a long time, got a local show, and moved to Chicago, got a bigger show, and it kind of grew. They didn't really just, like, boom, become right. them, but that's your goal.
Yeah,
is to
maybe.
Do something like that.
Yes.
Are you funny?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh.
What?
Well, I wouldn't say Oprah's funny, but Ellen's funny.
Yeah, Ellen's a comedian.
Okay.
Like, what's your passion in life?
I love to sing.
You do? Oh, singer, yeah. singer. So,
all right.
Do you want to be an artist? Would that be a thing?
Probably not. I just kind of sing for fun in my school with my friends.
Oh, so you don't think you're a good singer? You just love to sing.
Right. Well, I don't know.
Oh, you are kind of a good singer.
No. I just love it.
Who are your favorite artists? Like, who do you like to listen to on the radio? All formats.
I love Ben Rector and John Mayer are probably my favorites. And
okay.
Then, I like why?
I mean,
I love
the
them both.
Biggest John Mayer fan is Bobby.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
I'm going to watch John Mayer on Saturday in Minneapolis.
Yeah, you
really?
Are.
Really?
Yeah. So you're too young. Can't go.
He's coming to Nashville though.
In like 4 months.
You'll go to that show too.
I'll be there too.
I got. Okay,
I'm going to go tour with him. I'm just going to follow him on tour. Well, so you're hanging out, watching. What have you learned so far?
Everything is so, like, y'all are so just, your personalities are so real in real life. Like,
We're the same people out there.
Yeah.
I know. Like, you.
Did you think, like, we turned British or something as soon as the mic went off? It was like, all right, back after this. Cheerio, hey, how's your boy? Like, what did you think would happen?
I don't know. Your conversations when you're talking on or off the air are, like, the same on there. So I think that's cool.
I always feel like we just turn the microphones up and just keep on going. And then we turn them down and we just keep going.
Yeah.
And we turn them back up and it's just like, it doesn't really stop.
Yeah.
So, and that's how you feel too, just watching?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about in the glass room when you're hanging out with the producers? They teach you anything?
Yes, Morgan told me a little bit about what they do, and answering calls seems kind of crazy.
What about Mike D? Is he nice to you?
Yes.
What about Ray? You gotta watch out for that guy.
Yeah.
Will he say anything to you? Raymond. Sorry, his name's Raymond. Did he introduce himself to you?
I think so.
Did he say his name is Ray or Raymond?
Maybe Raymond.
That's so weird.
Like his name.
He's hanging on to this Raymond thing,
he's
right?
He's not letting it go.
He's trying.
So do you have to go back to school today?
I will.
Don't you stay the entire time the show is on?
Yes.
Okay, we're here till 4 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So, do you need to... Here, I'll write you a note. Let me write it.
It's going to be a long
Hold
day.
Hold on a second. Dear school. She cool. Sign. Bobby, take this in. You're good to go.
They can't say no.
They can't say anything. I just wrote you a note.
Thank
All right,
you.
Well, I'm glad you're hanging out.
And, thanks for having me.
And just watch and take notes. And
yeah.
I always feel
watch
like
lunchbox.
Take notes.
I always feel like we're the worst show to watch because we really just keep doing what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like, nobody leaves the room. I mean, I don't go to the bathroom. Like, no, but nothing happens except for this.
Is it?
We sit in a circle and just talk to each other. Lunchbox.
Do you not find it weird? I think it's crazy. It's 17 years old. She's going to shadow. Like, at 17 years old, I wasn't going to shadow anybody.
I think it's
at 17
awesome.
Years old, I started my career.
Yeah, it's true.
That's so That's when Bobby started radio.
At 17 years old, I was slinging donuts at Dunkin' Donuts.
And what's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't know what you wanted to do at 17?
Like, no, I did, but I couldn't go shadow the real world people.
When I was 13, I went into the radio station. And like begged and was like, can I please watch? I get to be on the radio at 13.
Wow.
When I was 17, I went to the news station.
Me too.
And shadowed.
Really?
I was the teleprompter guy.
I think you must have missed career day.
I think, no. There's not a miss. This is his MO.
That's true.
Like, it's been his whole life MO.
He still practices that today.
Like, even today, he's like, oh, I don't get to do stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Like, even at 17, there were opportunities out there. He just never took advantage of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, I don't think so. I don't think when I was 17, you could go shadow anybody.
Did you ever ask?
I don't know anything to ask. Oh. I mean, what am I going to ask my dad? Hey, Dad, can I? He doesn't know anybody.
I wanted to
you
be a
You act
news
like
anchor.
I had anybody to ask. You know what I did? I started writing letters and going up and knocking on the radio station door and being like, can I please come in here?
Right, I understand that. But you knew you wanted to be on the radio. I didn't know I wanted to be on the radio. I wanted to be on TV.
Okay, then you could have went to a news station, which I did as well. And I drug cables for newscasts when I was 16 for free.
I didn't know I wanted to be on the news. I didn't know if I wanted to be on Real World. That's
just,
where I...
You want to be famous, like on TV, not literally.
That's it. That's all I cared about.
Well, I'm glad you're hanging out. If you have any questions, let us know.
Great.
We have couches. Have a seat.
I can show you how to scroll Facebook. It's really...
The guy mean chats on Facebook. Like, he's a great at chatting during the show on Facebook. He's been killing it. So, anyway, have a seat. I'm glad you're here.
All right,
man,
you.
What a day.
Overachiever.
What a day.
Overachiever.
Her?
Yeah. All of you guys.
What kind of... Elise, right?
Yes.
What kind of grades do you get? Are you an A student, B student?
Mainly, yes.
So, B plus student?
A's and B's.
A's and B's. You going to college?
I hope so.
Okay. All right, good. good.
Yeah. I mean, it's what you got to do if you want to get a job. Like,
what?
You got to start early and shadow.
Oh,
and
I don't think you have to go to college, but I do think that you have to, if you want to get ahead, you can just, as soon as high school's over, get into your field and start going.
You can even do it after, I'm 16.
I was at the UPS store yesterday, and some guy walked in, and the UPS guy was like, oh, man, I'd love to have your job. How can I get a foot in the door? What can I do? And his advice to him, he said, my advice to you would be, find a way to come do this and work for someone for free, brother. Intern, do whatever you can, and then that's the way to get in is start working your way up, but you may have to start for free.
I used to go, hey, Mike D, remember what... Mike D, were you in the class at Texas State when I got kicked out?
No, it was a year after.
A year after? So I went and spoke at Texas State University, and they sent me a letter. And I've since been readmitted, but I got kicked out of speaking at the school.
For speaking the truth.
Well, my truth. I'm truth, not a believer though. In the universal truth.
Yeah.
I think everyone has their own truth. And so I go into the class, and I'm like, hey, listen, it was radio people, TV people, communication. I was like, hey, if you're studying radio, like either change your major or stop and just start working. Hmm. And they told me never come back. They sent me a letter and said, you're never invited to speak at our school again. Mm. Now, granted, should I have went into a college classroom and told kids who are studying in college to be in radio to change their major or quit school? Mm-hmm. Probably not, but it was my truth.
Yeah.
And so then years and years and years later, they were like, you can come back. And I was like, oh, gee, Willigers, thanks.
I'm good.
I'm so glad I got to finally be invited to come speak at Career Day again. But just, you know, Lunch.
I'm so impressed that you guys did all this when you were younger and you knew. Like,
are you being sarcastic? Because we're not trying to impress.
No. I really had no idea you could do that. Like, at that age. Like, I just had no idea. Like, would have never known that. I mean, my parents didn't have, like.
Nobody's parents did. Had any kind of, sort of anything.
Nope. So how did you guys know to do that?
I just started beating on doors.
We wanted to do that.
I understand, but how? Like, I mean, I want to do stuff too, but
what do you want to do right now?
Man. I want to do a lot of things in life.
Boy.
Dude.
All right.
So we're talking a second ago about getting started early. I'm a big believer, and I wrote about it in my book too. Like, just go and beg your way in, and you have to be able to take a couple steps back in order to take a step forward sometimes if it's really what you want to do. And so for me, I'm lucky. I knew when I was 5 years old what I wanted to do. I remember my grandma saved something, and it was like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I wanted to be a radio host, a stand-up comedian, and a TV host. And I'm lucky enough that I don't know what it's like to not know. Mm-hmm. So I've just always been just like knocking on doors, please let me in, please let me in. But I do know that I was blessed to know what I wanted to do. Now, Lunchbox, you didn't know what you wanted to do as a kid.
Right. No idea. I mean, besides, like when I saw Real World, I thought I'd be on Real World, and then other career opportunities would open up after that, and I would do something.
But it's like a six-year-old, what did you want to be? Like, what would it be when you grow up?
Well, when I was six, I wanted to be in the Army.
Uh-huh.
Because my favorite color was green, and they got to wear camouflage. And then I realized, no, I don't want to do that. And after that, I had no idea.
So you were just out.
Yeah, because my room was painted green at 6 years old because my favorite color was green, camouflage, Army. That makes sense. I had no idea what the Army did or anything like that. I just saw the camouflage and thought it was so cool.
What did you want to be at six, Amy?
A vet. Yeah, working with animals. My uncle was a vet. I just thought it was super cool.
What made you stop wanting to? Because you went to
A&M. That was just
A&M.
My childhood
thing. Ag school.
And yeah, I went to ag school, but not really to be a vet. I just wanted to go there because I had family that went there. My sister went there. And I honestly, I'm probably one of those people where I had no clue what I wanted to do. Maybe I could have found a career path not going to college. Ugh.
Yeah, probably.
That's bad to say, but I just don't think that...
That's not bad to say. I just don't think college is for everybody.
I agree. I wish I would have known that then, or my parents would have been cool with it. But my parents are pretty much like, no, you got to go to college.
For me, mine didn't really know I was going to college.
Right. Well, we have different circumstances.
It's just weird. Like, I was going. No one in my family had ever been. No one had graduated high school in my family, much less college. And so I went to college. But I went, and I learned there too, like, this isn't for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, there are some jobs, like, just go to work and start working.
And I think you probably could have done that, but I think for you, it was important that go do that.
I had offers to leave college and go work in radio other stations.
Yeah, but I'm so glad you...
And I was like, I can't. I want to be the first person to do this. If you had to assign... let's say we weren't in radio. Amy, you can go first.
Okay.
What job would you give us?
Okay.
If we never got into radio? Go ahead.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. Go around the room.
Okay. Lunchbox would be... the manager at Jason's Deli.
I think you're pretty right on.
Yeah. He would have worked his way up.
He was moving his way up fast whenever I hired him for the show.
He'd be the boss.
I almost feel like at this point in our life, he could be like a regional manager for several stores.
Oh, yeah. Or assistant to the regional manager.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what else?
Eddie. I got Eddie as a camera guy for the news.
Oh, that's what he was doing before
he came
here.
I would for sure still be. Well, I was a producer for the news, but yeah.
Either see that or like seventh grade history.
Thanks, teacher.
Teacher, history.
History.
Teacher.
Did you see my no test idea. Last night?
Bobby, I feel like there is no plan B. Like, I know you're in radio now, but I guess if you're not doing that, then you are like trying to pave your way into TV somehow, hosting like a game show.
A game show?
Yeah.
Ooh. Anybody else?
What
do you think Ray would be doing?
Oh my goodness. Ray is a high school assistant football coach.
Oh, that's like that. Yeah. That's right on.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Right? We're all with that. Sure. Right. Are you good with that, Ray?
I like that.
Yeah. That's a good one. You know what tomorrow is, right? By the way, here, buddy.
No.
Oh,
Snake Day.
Tomorrow's Snake Day. Lunchbox lost a bowling bet, so he must hold the snake tomorrow.
Man, I've been doing my research.
Yeah.
And snakes can sense fear.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All animals can in general.
Well, yeah, yeah. So that means that I got to try to act cool.
Yeah.
Because if I show fear, then he's going to know he can get the best of me, and he can bite me, and he can, like, dominate.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He can beat
me
up.
So don't be scared.
So I got to act tough and be like, ugh. But I'm worried I'm going to squeeze too hard.
Tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Snake Day for Lunchbox. He lost the bet. He's got to hold a python for 60 seconds.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Every Tuesday, we pick an iHeartRadio All Access song of the week. And so what I would suggest, just check it out. Like, check out All Access on iHeartRadio. You can, like, take music and, you know, search a song, save it. If you get offline, you still have the song. You can save songs as they play on the radio. If you like it, just push save. It's a really cool part of iHeartRadio. And so our All Access song of the week is from Adam Craig, Just a Phase.
Someday soon, baby, you're gonna wake up and see there ain't ever gonna be a forever for you and me.
So what I'd suggest is you get iHeartRadio All Access and you take this Adam Craig song and you add it to your collection because I think it's really good. I think I'll play the whole thing. What do you think? Listen to this. His name's Adam Craig, Just a Phase.
I'm a blackjack label, you're a classic glass of red. So girl, what you doing here tonight, messing up my bed? Don't really love me, you just think that you do.
Amy made a list of jobs where if we weren't in radio, where she thought we'd all be. So Lunchbox is now, he sees your list, he's made his own list.
Oh, okay.
So around the room, Lunchbox, if we weren't working in radio, what we'd all be doing? Go ahead.
Okay, Bobby would be doing TV, obviously. Eddie,
I don't think that's a fair one, though, because I already do a
he
bunch of
TV,
stuff.
He does TV, yeah.
Right, but you said if you weren't in radio, what would you do?
Okay. You
would
know be what? In... This is your rules. My bad.
Right.
So, like, should we say for Bobby if he wasn't in entertainment? Because honestly, I don't know what you would do if you were not in entertainment. I'm like,
I don't have any other skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that one.
He'd be a professor.
Good.
He would teach.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The
he would
TV
teach.
And radio.
Because
yes.
Oh, he right. Have to teach entertainment.
Yes, there you go.
You did that in college already. You were like the teacher, so yes.
Good one.
Okay, go ahead.
Amy would be a housewife. She would just stay at home.
Amy almost left the show to stay home with the kids every year for the last 7 years anyway.
Well, I always said once I got pregnant, I would leave the show and, yeah, stay home. I wanted to, like, birth 4 children. And
is that still a thing? Because you're adopting 2 kids.
You mean
kids.
Giving birth?
If you get pregnant, are you still leaving the show?
No, I'm
do you promise? Was, write this down.
Yeah.
Do you promise
say
you'll
right
stay?
Now.
I can't promise. But, I mean, that was 2 years into this. Now I'm 11. Like, this is my career. Now I'm 11 years in. I'm dedicated.
Do you promise you're going to stay? Promise me. Promise me.
I promise?
There you go.
Good. There you go.
Wow. Right.
Well,
contractually binding. And will you work for free?
What?
Okay. Lunchbox.
Eddie, news producer, obviously, because that's, I don't know what else he would do. Ray, I have you to be a bartender.
Ray, how you feel about that? Bartender? You good with that?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make good money being a bartender. Morgan would be a receptionist.
which is fine.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. And Nada would be an artist promotion. She's friends with all these artists, so she'd help promote them. And Mike would work at the grocery store.
Wow.
What about you?
Who is that? Who said that?
Like, there's lots of people that work at the grocery store.
I think everybody's just like random. It's like the most random things.
No, what would you do?
What about you? What would you do, you think?
Oh, I didn't have anything down. I'd be, I don't know. I don't have anything down.
Reality TV star.
I'd be on Survivor.
No,
I'd
but
be,
you can't pick that.
Okay, I'd be a coach.
Yeah, of?
Like
soccer.
A soccer.
Oh, yeah. Intramural?
No, like a club team.
Yeah.
Like I get paid
remember
to be.
Remember when he was going to bring on the girl who asked him to be a high school soccer
player? Oh, yeah. What happened with that?
She never surfaced.
Oh, you really wanted her on?
Yeah, yeah. You got offered a high school coaching job.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Head coach.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want me? All right, fine.
We're still looking for her.
You want me to call her?
Yeah, call her.
Let me hit her up right now.
The
Bobby Bones Show.
Anybody see dog poop woman story?
No.
Where they forced her to grab it with her hand?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yes. Who forced her?
What?
Oh, you didn't see this in the news?
No.
Her dog is pooping in someone's yard. Here.
You need to pick that up.
It's a chihuahua.
Okay, I don't care if it's a chihuahua or a Great Dane. All right, I got kids in there. When I bring it, step in it and bring it in my house, the kids are rolling around in it. Okay, so you need to pick it up.
I don't think so. I'm not picking it up.
Listen, you're going to pick it up or I'm going to knock your junkie boyfriend out.
God, this is crazy. You have a bag?
No.
So she picked it up with a bare hand. Now, there are lots of layers of this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. First of all, imagine if you're the boyfriend, you're going to get beat up because you're...
your girlfriend's chihuahua.
You're just standing back there like, whoa, what do I have to do with this?
Right. Whoa, why? So that kind of stinks for him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Stinks, literally.
Two, Lunchbox's dog goes to people's yards and he doesn't pick it up.
Correct.
What if you, some big dude comes out, like Matt Overton, who plays in the NFL, comes out and goes, pick it up with your hand or I'm going to beat you up.
I'm walking away.
You can't walk away because he's faster than you and he'll... And
he ain't coming at me. I got two dogs. I guarantee he's not going to mess with me. I'm not picking it up with my bare hands, period.
Yeah, I'd run away too.
Yeah, there's just no chance. You're going to have to catch me or you're going to have to get through my dogs to get to me.
So you would sick your dogs on him.
I wouldn't sick my dogs on him, but he would come at me and the dogs would defend me.
But you're doing something wrong. Like, your dogs...
I know. My dogs have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but you should
carry bags. You
have to
take your
bag bags.
And pick it up.
It's not the law.
Is it, though?
No. It's not the law. You cannot.
I don't know the answer to that.
A police officer cannot give you a ticket for letting your dog go into the bathroom. I mean, it's not against the law.
Someone else's yard.
Right.
And not picking it up.
Right. There's no law.
I don't know that you're wrong, but I don't know that you're right.
I mean, it could be a human law, like just
no.
Nice person law.
Well, yeah,
there are lots of those. But I just wonder.
It could be an unwritten law is what you're saying, but it's not written down in the books.
But do you know? You're just saying that. Like, do you know that for a fact?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you don't.
No, that's why, like, condominiums or whatever, they've been putting in these things with their HOA because they're trying to make it. But it's not against the law to have your dog go to the bathroom.
In someone else's yard.
It could be trespassing.
So someone can...
Oh, wow.
What'd you find?
There's a whole thing of, like, if a neighbor's dog poops in your yard, can you sue?
Yeah. And is there? Well, first of all, you can sue for anything, for any reason.
Oh.
You don't have to be right to sue.
Yeah.
I just find it funny they had to clarify what you shouldn't do and... The number one thing you shouldn't do is don't shoot your neighbor. Duh.
My neighbor last night, and I tweeted this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just start screaming at my wall because I'm just so sick of the loud music. And I live in a house.
You're so manly. You were screaming at your wall.
I was like, shut up! And I knew they wouldn't hear me.
I know, but I was because your houses aren't connected.
I was so frustrated. Like, they have a deck, and it was 9 o'clock. And it was like, oh, I don't even get the good part of the song. All I hear is,
yeah, the bass.
And I was like, oh, I'm just trying to go to bed. And so, but they have, as they say, no chill with their music.
No chill.
Outside just jamming out 9 o'clock.
Why don't you go out there and tell them?
I'm going to tell you, they came over to my house the other day, and they were like, hey, your trash can. Because I don't live in the neighborhood that has the HOA. It's not like.
That's great.
You can put a couch out in the yard. Like, there are no rules where I live. And so they come over and they're like, hey, your trash cans, when a storm comes through, will blow over and roll over and some of like the cardboard will get in our yard sometimes. And I'm like, oh, cool. They're like, it'd be nice if you strapped them to your house. And I was like,
Okay.
Okay.
Did you hit them with it'd be nice if?
I didn't.
Oh,
I'm not good at confrontation. So.
Let your dog poop in their yard. Payback.
Yeah, no. Mr. Bobby Bones. Here's this woman. She's walking her chihuahua, and her chihuahua pooped in somebody else's yard. That person saw it and came out and was like, hey, don't do that. And pick it up with your hand.
You need to pick that up.
It's a chihuahua.
Okay, I don't care if it's a chihuahua or a Great Dane. All right, I got kids in there. When I bring it, step in it and bring it in my house, the kids are rolling around in it. Okay, so you need to pick it up.
I don't think so. I'm not picking it up.
Listen, you're going to pick it up or I'm going to knock your junkie boyfriend out.
God, this is crazy.
That poor boyfriend.
I know.
What did he say? I'm going to knock your junkie boyfriend out?
Yeah. Junkie boyfriend out? Like, whoa,
what
man.
What did he do?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, junkie? Like gross. Does he look, oh, I don't know. I was thinking, like, did he look strung out on something? Like a junkie.
Oh, junkie.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that. Oh, okay. Well, so she picked it up with her bare hand, and she...
It's terrible.
Like, as me as the homeowner, do I want someone, you know, letting their dog do that in my yard? No, but if they don't have a bag, I know how they feel, so I would go inside and get a bag and be like, hey, here's a bag, could you pick this up? And not be like, that guy was pretty aggressive about it.
It's probably not the first time it's happened.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't seem like that's the first chihuahua poop of the season. if I were guessing. Okay. You're on the air, Leanne and Austin. How are you?
Hi, Bobby. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Okay, so I was going to bring it up with Lunchbox, but I've noticed before, because I also have my own dog, that you can get in trouble with the city for not picking up because they don't want it going into their water.
So they can fine you.
Yeah, they can fine you.
Well, Lunchbox is adamant that it's not a law and they can't fine you.
Right.
But you don't know.
I've never seen a cop ever stop anybody for a dog poop in the yard. I mean, I had the one confrontation when a guy was out watering his yard and my dog pooped right in his yard. And he looked at me and I looked at him and he goes, "You going to pick that up?" And I said, "Man, I ain't got no bags." And he went in and got me 50 grocery bags, came out and handed them to me, and I just acted like I picked it up and walked away.
Why wouldn't you just go ahead and pick it up?
But if you're going to go through the motion of picking it up.
Because I didn't know where it was. Like, I couldn't find it. It was getting dark out.
But would you have?
Probably not. Okay, but I got him. He thought he got me by giving me bags, but I got him because I left it there. Got him.
Some people online see it as trespassing, by the way.
This happened to us one time. My wife saw somebody's dog pooping in our yard, and the lady said, "I'll just come back and pick it up." And she came back and picked it up.
What?
Like an hour later.
That's awesome.
I checked.
Yeah.
So that's a solution.
I had a lady leave it on my front doorstep one time.
You don't
time.
Have to threaten the junkie boyfriend.
I took my dog for a walk, and my dog pooped in their yard, and I came back around the block, and on my front porch was a bag full of dog poop.
Oh. She picked it up and put it on his porch. Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with people?
Exactly.
No. He's in the wrong.
But I mean, just throw it away.
No.
You pick it up.
No,
I guarantee you that's not the first time she had seen Lunchbox do that. And this was her way. I think this person was fed up and was like, "Okay, I see you. I'm going to go ahead and pick this up and put it on your porch."
He walks his dogs the same little route and they always poop in the same people's yard.
Yes.
And as someone who's been the recipient of Lunchbox's dog poop and not been picked up in my own yard, I just think it's so disrespectful. It's rude. It's like, why? I get it if you forget a bag or your dog ends up taking multiple poops and you're like, "Oh shoot, I'm out of bags." And then maybe in like Eddie's case, you go back, you get a bag, even if it's an hour later, pick it up. But like Lunchbox, why do you purposefully do it? It's like you take pride in it or something. It's weird.
It's just the way of the world, man. Oh, dogs go to the bathroom.
Way of the world,
like,
man.
I don't understand.
Well, so
why
do humans. So do you just like go wherever you want?
No. Humans go in toilets. Dogs go outside.
No,
it's
not
nature.
All humans. It's the
way
of the world.
Until it was invented.
Yeah,
was invented.
That's right.
Right, but there's no doggy toilet. Okay, there's no doggy toilet.
There's cats have one.
Yeah,
literally. It's not a dog.
But in dog's case, there's doggy bags.
No, they don't poop in the bag. What is
that? Would be cool. Yeah.
That would be like, great.
I bet you I could have tried my dog to do that.
You kind of like attach it to their bottom or something. And then
you guys are ridiculous.
Like
it's a little bit of dog poop. Move on with
Until
your
you
life.
Step in it.
And how often do you step in dog poop?
I have.
Once every 2 years?
Raise your hand if you've stepped in dog poop.
I multiple
many times.
Yeah, it's not fun.
It happens.
Have you?
Yes, we all have.
He likes it. Apparently, he loves it. That's his thing.
And I hate to tell you,
and I love tracking
most
it in
of
my
America
house.
Is with me because when I see my dog poop in the yard, there's other dog poop there. So it's not just my dog.
Well, sometimes dogs are free roaming.
Do you feel like most Americans just let the dogs poop everywhere and they don't care to pick it up?
Yes.
No.
I think 95% of Americans. I think there's a 5% little people that, and I'm not going to let the bag company make money off me.
Wait, what?
The bag company?
What language are you speaking?
Yeah, the bags. You got to buy
the
bag.
Oh, the bag company.
Yeah, like the only place I pick it up is when I take them to the park and they run around on the softball field because kids play on the softball field. So I will pick
what
it
about
up then.
Kids play in front yards.
Yeah, in their yards.
Your
That's
logic
what the guy's
is so
talking
skewed
about.
Right now.
No.
The kids
no,
walk
that
around.
Guy was,
they get
that guy was an idiot.
Yard.
He said,
no,
I take it in my house and my kids then roll around in it.
Yes.
If you take it in your house and they roll around, you're a bad parent.
No, it's like it's on his shoe.
Correct.
And he tracks it in.
So wipe
clean.
It up.
You don't know.
You know.
Why would you
take
it
all
right. Hey, guys,
this
why?
Is like.
You guys are.
Down. Everybody.
Yeah.
We're just going to not agree with him.
Yes.
He thinks you should have the international law is you just poop wherever you want.
Well, apparently 95% of America agrees with him.
Yes. All yes. of America.
Animal control officers, it is a law. You can be fined $250.
Wow.
So, yes.
No. I'm going to turn you in.
No, you can't say no if it's.
Stop.
That's the law, Lunchbox.
Then come give me a ticket.
Okay. They would if they saw you.
I'll make an appointment and I'll take it.
You'll,
to court.
You'll have a cop come to you and go, "Watch this."
Yeah, and I'll let
and
my
you'll
dog
have
poop.
A you'll let a, and then be like, "I dare you to ticket me."
I mean, they're not giving you a ticket. They don't have time for that. If I showed up to court with a dog pooping ticket, they would just laugh and throw it out.
Huh. I don't think so. They probably want the money.
Good talk, everybody. Hey, what's the issue? Hey, Mike. Mike D's our phone screener. This lady calling on line two that you won't answer?
Well, I've already talked to her like two or three times.
She's drunk?
Yeah.
I'm just going to answer it. Like,
don't. No.
Why? I'm going to answer it. I don't care. Hello?
All right.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You're on the air, okay?
All right.
What's your name?
Kelly Jackson.
Okay. What would you like to say?
I would like to say, well, this is kind of personal.
Hold on one second. Oh. Have you been drinking or...
I listen to you guys from 5 o'clock in the morning till time it go off. Now, I want to know exactly what it is that you do with your show.
What do you mean by what we do with our show? I don't understand your question.
Because I listen to it from 8 until 10.
Mm-hmm.
Or 5 until 10. I mean, it depends on...
Right.
And I'm wondering, because I'm still hearing the same Bobby Bones show.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a different show on?
No. You keep repeating yourself.
At what? Like, what's happening?
Or at 5 o'clock and then...
Okay. I got you. I know what you're saying here. So, for example... Hold on one second. I'm going to turn you down. I just want to talk for a second. So we do Tell Me Something Good twice a day. So you're hearing that segment as a repeat.
Twice a day. Oh, I like Amy and I like Bobby.
Mm-hmm. You don't like Lunchbox.
I like them all, but I'm just concerned about, I turn my radio on at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm doing garden work and crap and stuff.
Well, I appreciate you listening. I think that you're hearing the repeat because we do Tell Me Something Good twice a show. So you hear it like 2 hours apart, and that's probably why you're hearing it repeated. But I do appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you calling.
No, wait.
Well, I have to go. I can't spend all the show here with you. I just wanted to make sure we got you on the air. I saw that you'd called a few times.
Oh, you better get me on the air.
You are on the air.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, have a nice day.
I still love you.
We all really appreciate you listening. I'm glad you called in. Okay.
There you go.
Hung up. She wanted to be on air. Good.
It's a legitimate question.
Absolutely legitimate. Mm-hmm. And she had called like 17 times.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to answer the call. I think if you call that many times, and I understand, Mike, why you didn't want to put her through. You didn't know where it was going to go, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All good. And if you have the same question, that's what happens.
Yeah.
That segment tests so well, we do it at 5 in the morning, and we do it again at like 7:30, because we don't have the same listeners at that point,
mm-hmm.
that two-hour break. Whew.
Got well, that out of the way.
A little nervous where that was going to go.
It's good.
But I think it was great.
Yeah.
I think it was fine, yeah.
There we go. All right. And now, this. Talked about it for a couple days now, but, you know, what kind of record is Taylor working on? Is it a country record or a pop record? I hope it's a country record. And people are like, well, but if she doesn't do pop, she won't make money.
What?
You guys are crazy, because if she puts out a country record, they're going to play it a pop, too.
Yeah.
If she puts out a pop record, we're not going to play it here, because it's going to be probably, you know.
Yeah.
But if she puts out a country record, they're going to play it a pop immediately. Like, so that argument is null. I think it just depends where she wants to go with her music.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she puts out a country record.
It'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't put out bad music.
So yeah. I would encourage that. Taylor, if you're listening, go country.
Yeah, call us right now, Taylor. How many artists have ever called the request lines? Tim McGraw has.
Yes, for sure.
Most artists know the hotline, though, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
or we call them,
right?
But Tim McGraw said he's just been in town for been listening to this station for years.
Like, he knows what number
to
call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we didn't believe Tim McGraw the first time he called in on the request line. We were like, okay, what team did your dad play for? And he was like, he nailed it. We were like, hey!
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was crazy. Mm-hmm. Now we've kind of become buds.
I don't know if anybody else has,
but I don't know that he even knows the hotline still. I think we either call him or he comes in or he calls the request line.
Yeah.
So, Taylor, if you're listening, 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. Somebody wake her up.
877-77-BOBBY. Let's take some calls. Sean in Nashville. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up?
You're on the air. There's something happening in your life right now, right?
Yes.
What's happening?
The girl I've been known since high school, she said because the way I was in high school, she wouldn't go on a date with me just by me talking and hanging out with her.
Okay.
She said she wanted me to show her that I really wanted to do this.
How old are you now?
I'm 21.
Okay, so she wants you to make some grand gesture in order to go on a date with you?
Yes.
Okay, and so what is your grand gesture? What does she want from you?
She wants me to get you guys to play Josh Turner's Just to Be Your Man between 9 and 9:30 when she drives to work. Mm.
But I don't understand, like, why wouldn't she just go out with you? And what does having a song on the radio, like...
How does that prove you're a different person or whatever?
She said it shows that I'm willing to take an extra step to show her that I actually want to go out with her. In high school, I was the stereotypical guy who talked to all the girls to try to get them to go out. But I'm not that person anymore.
Why not? You're a single dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's ready to find a lady.
But I mean, hey, can I call her? Hey, I'm going to put you on hold. I want to talk to her. Hey, Ray, see if you can get her number and if she'll come on the air with us.
Oh.
Good. Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Do you hear? Okay. Ray's in there chopping up audio. Stay on the line, Sean. I'll come back to you in a second. Let me go to Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
Hello.
Thank you for calling from Arkansas. Where are you at in Arkansas?
I am in Rogers, Arkansas.
Ah, shout out Rogers. Okay, what can I do for you?
I was just wondering to get an update on your chairs.
It's a good question. Now, I guess 3 or 4 months ago, I was talking about how I have an old, terrible chair, and I was like, man, I'd like a new chair because my back hurts every time I leave the studio. And then everybody on the show started going, my back hurts too. So, being the team guy that I am, I said, why don't we just all get new chairs? And the company said, ain't got the money for that. So I said, how about we just ask our country artist friends who are rich to sponsor a chair? And so Eddie said, Tim McGraw. Boom. Tim McGraw brought Eddie this crazy awesome chair.
I'm sitting on Tim McGrawsome right now.
Carrie Underwood was the first to show up. Carrie brought Lunchbox a chair.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood feeling good.
So these two guys have chairs. Kip Moore shows up at the door one day. And he's like, I got your chair, Ray. And all of a sudden, Ray's lounging in the Kipmobile.
Yeah. The Kipmobile.
I don't even know if that's the name of it. I like called it. That. But and how's your back been, Gray?
Been good. I'm letting Matt O sit in it right now.
Matt O. Hey, Overton, does it feel good?
Breaking it in, man.
Yeah? So those three have got their chairs so far. Mm-hmm. There are still three out. We don't know if they'll ever come. Amy's at Dirk's. Now, you know, maybe I've seen some stuff.
Yeah.
That doubt
you've seen a draft or something.
I know.
Right?
Dirks has said mine's in production.
You know, who knows what I've seen.
But I'm still not riding around in my Bentley yet.
Mm. Oh, you
get it?
Yeah, Dirks and Bentley.
Rascal Flatts have been requested by Nada. And then, you know, Garth sent me a chair and it was way small. That turns out that was a joke.
Yeah.
We've been waiting. So that's the update. Three have chairs, three don't. So, but for me, like, my back's like just killing me. Mm. So I don't know if I can even do the show much longer. But thank you for asking, Tammy.
Well, thank you.
All right. Hey, Ray, what happened with the girl?
She's at work.
She won't come on?
No. Well, she's working. She can't.
Well, but she can hear the show from 9 to 9:30.
He said we can't call her.
Why not? Mike, what happened?
He said we can't talk to her. Like,
who said that?
The guy on the phone.
So he's lying. He doesn't. There's no. Hey, Sean, are you just wanting to hear a song on the radio?
No.
Sean.
Josh Turner fan.
Is this Josh Turner in a higher voice?
Yeah, if I just wanted to listen to the song, I'd put it on my phone to listen to the stereo.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. Well, you said to play it between a certain time when she's on her way to work, and now you're saying she's already at work, so your story doesn't add up.
No, I was saying her phone is for work, and she can't use it for personal business.
Oh. Shoot. Ever?
Well, then what's her not phone?
Yeah, does she have a personal phone?
Yeah, give us that number.
I can see if I have it.
Okay, see if you have it. We'll put you on hold.
Well, how does she talk to you? Do y'all work together?
No, he only has her business phone, so she can't ever talk to him. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Hello, you're on the air. What's happening?
Hi.
Who's this?
My name's Makana.
What's going on? What can I help you with?
So I have a question, and I really need some some advice on.
Well, you're in luck because I think I know everything. Go ahead.
Awesome. So I have been dating this guy for about a year and a half, and he just does not like country, like, at all.
Okay.
And I'm just sitting here jamming in my Keith Urban, and then all of a sudden he's just looking at me like mocking it. And I'm like, no, you got to respect my music.
Okay, so this is an issue with you two.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing about relationships. You don't have to match on everything, but if something's important to someone, you do have to respect it.
Mm-hmm.
And if your music's important to you, he doesn't have to listen. But let me tell you, if I had a conversation with him, I'd say you should listen to Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that about all the artists or all the music. Because I'm not a fan of 100% of it myself. But most of it, I'm a big fan of.
Right.
But if it's important to you, if it's your favorite music or your favorite TV show or your favorite place to be on a Saturday, he should respect that. And if he doesn't, there's a bigger issue there.
Yeah, he has his own big opinions about music. He writes music and he's...
he's a music snob, huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, if you can handle that, do you like him for everything else? Like, everything else good with you two?
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Then this isn't an issue. Don't make it an issue to you. It won't be an issue. Just let him talk his crap, and you'd be like, I love you anyway. All right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say that and everything, but Lord, I apologize. Sometimes I just don't mean it.
That's okay. Just in general, mm-hmm. If something's important to the other person in your life, respect it, even if you don't like it.
Yeah.
So that would be my opinion there. Let's go back to Sean, who we're still waiting on. Hey, Sean, is she ready yet to talk or no?
Her boss is with her. She can't talk on the phone.
Now her boss is with her. Lunchbox is just not...
How did you talk to her if her boss is with her, if she's not allowed to talk to anybody?
Texted.
I messaged her on Facebook.
Can we message her on Facebook?
You can set a Facebook if you want.
Oh, boy.
I'm not buying the story.
Well, are you going to play the song or no?
I mean, I actually like the song. So
I do,
kinda,
too.
So yeah. Now I kind of just want to play the song because it's been in my head. But I tell you what, Sean, I'm going to play it right now. Is that okay?
That's fine.
You think you'll get her if I play it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you going to take her?
I'm taking her to this Italian restaurant that just opened up. It's called Verunio's.
Yeah.
Yeah, she likes
that. Okay, well, I hope it works out. I'm just going to trust you. I don't think you'd lie to me. Let me know how it goes. Give us a call back sometime after the date. When do you think you'll go out with her?
Okay, I will do.
All right, buddy. All right, thanks. All right, thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right.
You're really buying that?
Yeah.
I actually don't care. I just want to hear the song.
I do too, yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones. Show.
Come on, Bobby.
We drive to work early in the morning. Like, it's still dark. I mean, it's really early. And I mentioned yesterday there was this light that would not turn green, so I kept backing up, going forward. It just wouldn't turn green. If there's a sensor, it wasn't sensing me. Backing up, going forward. Finally, I was probably there for 5 minutes. It finally turns green, and I go. Someone tweeted me, if you flash your lights, it recognizes a light flash.
I'd never
heard that before.
I'm going to try that.
First I'd ever heard it, I think I'll try that starting tomorrow. It didn't happen to me this morning. But we're talking about this yesterday, and sometimes a little pigeon lands on my shoulder and tells me a story.
Oh, I know. I'm sure.
Oh.
I'm sure it's about me, because there's a red light that I run every day.
I don't have to say exactly
where it is, but I own it. I mean, people know.
People know?
Hey, Bones, I told you.
Eddie, okay.
I know it was Eddie.
There's this little Hispanic pigeon.
Hola.
Did you have to translate it from Spanish to English?
No, because he speaks great English. Oh,
okay. I do, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, I practice.
Wow.
So,
what?
He said Amy runs the same red light every morning.
Yeah, I do. And I even, one day, I was running super late, so Eddie was at the light, and I rolled down the window, and I was like...
It's like you asked me for permission
something. No, I didn't. I said, just so you know, I run this light every day, so peace.
And she took off. Boom. Right through it. And I'm like... thinking to myself, Amy, there's going to be a cop there one day.
I know.
And
probably.
You're going to be even more late.
We don't have to talk about where it is.
There's going to be a car coming through.
Yeah.
And you're going to get in the habit of just going through it.
Oh, I'd look.
Yeah, but you're going to start not looking as
Literally
much the more it doesn't
nobody
happen.
Nobody else is on the road.
But right where it is, it's a little curve. There's a curve there. So the car that's coming the other direction.
Oh, you guys know what light it is?
Yeah. Dude, I've been behind her almost every morning.
It's the one right here. At the end of Music Row West.
The last line before coming
gosh.
In.
Oh, gosh. Lunchbox just
the circle.
What did you just say?
He said where it was.
It's right at the circle.
I just said, let's where it is.
No, they're both saying.
Yeah, you asked us where it was. We're describing
it. Right at
the
circle. Yeah. So okay, cool. Amy just runs it.
Well, like, he runs it, dude. And I'm really worried about it.
Oh, like, come on.
Okay, I am.
Why?
Of course. Running red lights are, like, dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I agree.
Well, yeah.
I'll agree with that.
I agree. I thought you're. I mean, yes. Yeah, you're right. I know. I'm not saying it's
so
right.
What are we going to do? I guess
I'm not going to do it anymore.
Are you not
going right to
do it anymore, or are you going to keep doing it? Because you already told Eddie, vroom, vroom.
I'm
going to
do it.
Gonna
no,
do it.
I just need to not do it. You're right. I need to not do it.
Amy, I support your right red light running.
You do it?
I
do it every once in a while. Like, if you're in a hurry and you pull up, it's like you treat it like a stop sign. You look both ways and you go.
Yeah, I definitely don't just, like, go through it. I look. Okay. I know if there's a car coming. And it's the middle of the night. I feel like you can tell if, like, no other cars are coming. Unless someone's going to come around.
You feel like you can tell. And so that lets you break the traffic.
Okay. It's not the right thing. Like, if it was later in the day and more cars, then I would... Or I had kids in the car. I know. It's not right. It's not right.
So say it. I'm not going to do it anymore.
I'm not going to do it anymore. It's not
Unless
right.
Unless you're in a hurry.
No. No more.
No more.
Promise?
No more, Dad.
All right. Get your Bobby balls. Everybody calling about Amy Checkgate still. I gave Amy a couple checks years ago, and she forgot to cash them. And I gave them to her for her kid's college fund, but I put them in Amy's name, and, like, I just thought she'd cash them, store them to the side, mm-hmm. and then make a college fund for them. And everybody's like, hey, Bobby, you're a jerk.
No, you're
what
not.
What did I do? Yeah. People are now saying you, here, I'll let, hey, Deanna.
Yes, it's Diana.
Hi, Diana. How are you? Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
Well, as I was listening to that conversation, mm-hmm. I had some sadness. One, I could feel the hurt that Bobby had.
Yeah, I feel like I like thought of this nice gift and I gave it to
Wait,
her.
Wait, don't act like I don't appreciate it,
then it was
though.
Never cash.
That's not...
But on the other hand, I feel like part of Amy might have felt like if she cashed the check, she was going to jinx it.
Do you believe in the jinx?
No, not really, but part of me was just trying to wait and figure out our situation, and then it just began, like, taking way too long, and then a lot of time had passed, and it was like, oh, shoot, what do we do? And then but I have the checks. It's not like I just threw them to the side and lost them.
I'll take them back.
Okay.
And then I'll buy Lunchbox and give Eddie their Vegas money.
Yeah! Love it. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes!
So I'm talking about.
What about
do that?
Yes!
It's only fair.
Diana, yeah. How do you feel about that, yep. Diana?
It's definitely not the same as gambling.
It's
wait,
not.
What?
Okay.
I thought you were on our side.
I think it would be awesome if Bobby, because of the love that he has for Amy and the excitement that he has about the kids finally coming, that their college fund would be set or whatever it was that they needed with that money.
Or I could give Eddie and Lunchbox their roulette money.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
No. Oh, heck no.
Hang up on this lady.
Diana, thank you for your call.
Not in this situation.
Thanks, Diana.
I appreciate you calling, Diana. It's you
okay. Horns up, Boston.
Thank you very much. You know, this is a problem that is never just going to be settled.
The checkgate.
Yeah.
Well, I have a proposal.
I'm listening.
Well, I mean, it was my mistake.
What if you give me the money back? Like, you actually.
Oh,
wow. Like, that's interesting.
As a gift.
Well, I was going to. I want the college fund to be right where Uncle Bobby wanted it to be. So. I will put that money in there for them on your behalf and then add the latest cashier's check to it, and it'll be right where it was always supposed to be. Mm. No harm done.
Okay, let me make a suggestion.
Yes.
What if instead you come in and you throw a party for everybody, for us?
Like, okay.
Like a.
Do you want a party?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll throw you a party.
Like one you had at your house.
Okay.
But another one at your house, because everybody talks about how awesome your house is.
Yeah, I want to see your house.
We want to go in.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, let's have a checkgate party.
Yeah. Perfect. I love it.
Ray, are you in?
Yeah.
Only guys, though. No girls.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, that'd be
that's weird.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. See you tomorrow. Bobby.